This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, every now and then we hear that the food we're eating may actually have other animals' parts in it, all right? And I'm not just blaming fast food. It could be other restaurant food. Like, remember we were, you know, talking about sushi, the sushi controversy where you thought you were getting, let's say, halibut, but you were getting grouper, or I don't know. I don't know fish that well, so I wouldn't even be able to tell the difference. Fish is fish. And so today there's an article saying that when it comes to our chicken, let's say in a Subway sandwich, the Canadian News Network CBC enlisted a DNA laboratory at Trent University in Peterborough, Ontario, to analyze the sandwich, and they found only 50% chicken DNA. And that is in samples of Subway chicken. Now, researchers tested chicken from four other fast food chains, McDonald's, Wendy's, A&W, and Tim Hortons. Those four restaurants averaged more than 85% chicken DNA in five samples of varying size. Now, I will order from Subway. If I go to Subway, I only eat there maybe once a year. I usually get the cold cut combo. And sometimes I'll get their chicken and cheese. I'll do like a chicken and cheese sandwich. And I thought they were chunks of chicken. But I guess it's only 50% chicken. Then what's making up the other 50%? They say the initial tests for the Subway meat were so outlined that researchers tested the meat further. Now, this has been reported by SackBee.com, and they said, according to CBC Marketplace, the final average of the results suggested that chicken pieces at Subway varied from 42.8% to 53.6% chicken DNA. They say the remaining genetic material was mostly soy. Oh, thank God. Okay, I thought it was going to be rhino or something else. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. They said Subway Canada had said in a statement it uses sparingly to help stabilize the texture and moisture. But it looks like in this case, you're eating mostly soy. No wonder my boobs get bigger every time I eat at Subway. They said it was unclear how far from the median the initial test results were or how much the second set of tests varied from the initial results. They say it's not the first time people have used DNA testing on meat to test its integrity. Last May, food analytics company Clear Labs reported finding human and rat DNA in hamburgers. But experts noted that those cases were rare in the samples and likely triggered only by trace amounts. Remember that? The rat DNA and human DNA. That was scary. The statement to CBC, Subway Canada noted it could not back up the newsroom's lab results, but said it was concerned by the alleged findings you cite with respect to the proportion of soy content. Our chicken strips and oven-roasted chicken contain 1% or less of soy protein. They added, we tested our chicken products recently for nutritional and quality attributes and found it to meet our food quality standards. Subway has been kind of going through a lot with everything. And, you know, this reminds you that even if you're going to fast food, and again, this is alleged, okay? I mean, you know, somebody needs to, you know, obviously investigate this and see if their chicken is really only 50% chicken. But for those of you that say, look, I'm eating healthy because I'm going to Subway, or I'm going to A&W and I'm only ordering, let's say, a salad with chicken on it, etc. All right, it shows you that everything is processed. And I don't want to say everything. I mean, the lettuce may not be, but, you know, when you order something and you think you're eating healthy, if it's going to be in a restaurant or a fast food chain and it's not, you know, completely, if the animal wasn't, you know, wasn't killed there on site and cleaned and plucked and feathered, et cetera, you have no idea how much chicken you're getting. And so I recommend, you know, if you don't mind, to try to go to the grocery store, buy the chicken, cook the chicken, right? And just try to eat more and more meals that are home cooked. Because when you go to fast food and you try to get the, you know, the, I'm going to try to do the, you know, the, what is it, the light fare meals or whatever they call them now in these fast food chains where they have the light menu, that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting what you think you're getting. Now, this is interesting, the 10 biggest fast food lawsuits. I want to read these to you because apparently there's been a lot of lawsuits against fast food companies. We know about the Liebeck versus McDonald's restaurants where somebody spilled hot coffee on them and they were awarded $2.86 million in 1994. And the jury empathized with their claims that the coffee was too hot. It was reduced to $640,000 by the judge, and a confidential amount below $600,000 was later settled upon between the two parties. What I found out from attorneys was actually McDonald's had been cited allegedly a few times that their machine was too hot. And because they were warned multiple times about the coffee coming out too hot when the burn actually happened, it was kind of a slam dunk. Even though everybody seems to make fun of the, the court case, and trust me, I'm not a fan of a lot of lawsuits, this one actually held water. Then I guess back in 2002, they say the company had to issue an apology and pay $10 million to a vegetarian and religious groups to settle a lawsuit that claimed the company inaccurately labeled French fries and hash browns as vegetarian. Remember that? The suit was brought forth in the early 90s, and McDonald's was adding beef flavoring to its fries instead of vegetable oil. Ooh, no wonder the fries tasted so good. So if you're a vegetarian, you got beef flavoring, even though, you know, beef flavoring shouldn't have had real beef. I can understand why you didn't want it. Let me see. What else did they have? I guess in 2005, a New York City cop was given Big Mac, and unfortunately, there were shards of glass cut his mouth and throat. An 18-year-old McDonald's employee, Albert Garcia, was later arrested. When an officer noticed he spit in the food, Florio sued McDonald's for $5.5 million, and Garcia was charged with felony assault against a police officer. There's many more lawsuits, interesting stuff, but we'll talk more. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Because we've been talking about fast food, I pulled up one of my older emails, and I'll tell you what I wrote her back. Brianne had written me, I'm not sure where she's from. She doesn't leave it. By the way, please tell me where you listen. It helps to know not only the city, but I'd also love to know how you listen to the show. If you listen on St. Louis 1380 The Pulse, if you listen on KSIS, if you listen on KDWN, if you listen on iHeartRadio, if you listen to GCN Live, let me know because I'd love to know how you're listening. But Brianne had written, I tried losing weight and ate a happy meal for lunch every day for 2.5 months. She says, I lost 10 pounds. However, did I cause any heart damage to my liver, damage to my kidneys? So I had written her back. This was a while back, and I don't think I read this on air. If I did, I apologize if I'm repeating an email on air. I don't think I did. What I had written her back is, if it was only 2.5 months and it was a happy meal, I doubt she damaged her liver and her kidneys. However, to not be too excited about the 10-pound weight loss, because whenever somebody loses 10 pounds, you know, we kind of call it water weight, and, you know, many diet changes that occur, all right, you know, losing 10 pounds seems to be an average weight loss, and it might have been because if she was eating a full, let's say, meal, you know, not like a Mighty Kids, but like a full, let's say, Big Mac meal, etc., and all of a sudden she's cutting it down to a happy meal, she's cutting her calories. So obviously cutting your calories could cause some weight loss. But as we know, calories in don't necessarily mean calories out in terms of your, you know, if you prevent certain numbers of calories coming in, weight loss, because if the same metabolic ramifications happen with a happy meal than with a larger meal, you could still have metabolism slowing, you could still have weight gain. So, Brianne, if you are listening, I'd like to hear, did you keep the weight off? And I'm going to do that. I'm going to email her and find out if she kept the weight off, because this was about a year ago. But I looked up over break what happened with Super Size Me. Do you guys remember this? Back in 2004, this was a documentary film by Morgan Spurlock, and he's an independent filmmaker. And basically, he took a 30-day period from him, February 1 to March 2nd, 2013. So can you believe it's been about 14 years since Super Size Me? Boy, time has flown. That blows my mind that it's been that long. And so anyway, what he did is he ate strictly McDonald's for a whole month, all right? According to Wikipedia, he ate at McDonald's restaurants 3 times a day, eating every item on the chain's menu at least once. So on average, he consumed 5,000 calories per day during the experiment. Excuse me. Usually an intake is recommended no more than 2,500 calories. In a healthy, balanced diet. So for him taking in 5,000 calories, which is, I guess, the equivalent of about 9 1/4 Big Macs a day, not the healthiest. He was 32 years old at the time. He gained 24 pounds, a 13% body mass increase. His cholesterol jumped to 230. He experienced mood swings, sexual dysfunction, fat accumulation in his liver. And it took him 14 months to lose the weight that he had gained in 30 days. It took him 14 months. And he had to lose the weight having a vegan diet that was supervised by his then-girlfriend, who's a chef, that specializes in gourmet vegan dishes. Boy, that's helpful to have somebody who could actually make you a vegan dish that tastes yummy. So that's how he had to lose the weight. And it took him over a year to lose the weight from that 30-day experiment. And the reason why he did this was he wanted to, I guess supersize was a big thing that McDonald's was doing, supersize it. And so he wanted to increase awareness on the spread of obesity throughout the U.S. And I believe he had actually tried to sue. Let me see. Let me see what happened. I don't know if there was a lawsuit. I don't know if he sued. There was a lawsuit brought against McDonald's on behalf of two overweight women who it alleged became obese as a result of eating McDonald's food. And Spurlock argued that although the lawsuit against McDonald's failed, that, you know, McDonald's could possibly be a physiologically addictive and harmful product. So anyway, he was nominated for an Academy Award for documentary feature. So he didn't sue. He was talking about another lawsuit. And how the experiment went is he had to eat 3 McDonald's meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He had to consume every item on the McDonald's menu at least once over the course of the 30 days. He must only ingest items that are offered on the McDonald's menu, including the bottled water. All outside consumption of food was prohibited. So he couldn't drink, you know, he couldn't go to a grocery store and get a banana or anything like that. He must only supersize the meal when he was offered. He was not able to go and ask for a supersize. But if he went up to the counter and they go, would you like us to supersize it? He had to say yes. Spurlock was offered 9 supersizes, 5 of which were in Texas. And then, let me see. I guess he did walk. He attempted to walk as much as a typical U.S. citizen, they said, based on a suggested figure of 5,000 distant steps per day. He did not closely adhere to this. He said he walked more in New York than in Houston. I guess he lives in Manhattan. And so they went through what he did. And what else happened? So the impact. Basically, like I said, cholesterol went high. He had a fat deposit around his liver. And I'm not sure what his sugar levels did. But after he lost the weight, he dropped his cholesterol back to normal. And he did lose the weight. After that, 6 weeks after the film's debut, McDonald's dropped its supersized portions. In the UK, McDonald's placed a brief ad in the trailers of showing of the film, pointing to the website Supersize Me, the debate. And the ad stated, see what we disagree with, see what we agree with. And internationally, I guess Supersize Me was a major success, especially in Australia. And it was an inspiration for the BBC television series of Supersizers. So that's all the information on that. So, you know, back to the question. You know, if you, let's say, do a smaller portion of fast food, I still think you are going to run the risk of having the high cholesterol, the same metabolic syndrome type issues that you could get, even if you're just going to a Happy Meal. And here's the thing you guys have to get out of your head. Whatever you did as a kid, whatever you did as a teenager, whatever you did as a college student or in your 20s, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in your 40s. This is something I unfortunately have had to face the real bitter reality of. Okay, I could skip dinner in my 20s and lose 5 pounds. Okay, I could eat Happy Meals, right, and not gain the weight. As long as I didn't eat a full meal, I could get away with eating a Happy Meal and be fine. I'm not in my 20s anymore. The metabolism is different. And a lot of us that screwed up and didn't realize that, it's going to take forever to take off the weight. And so, you know, we got to get that out of our head. Really quickly here, I want to talk about some of these other lawsuits that happened. The trans fat issue has also been an issue that fast food chains have had to start to find alternates for. And I guess it was a lawsuit from Stephen Joseph, president of BannTransFats.com. Joseph claimed that McDonald's, which promised to cut trans fat levels in its cooking oil in September 2002, failed to inform the public when it delayed the change in February 2003. McDonald's agreed to give $7 million to the American Heart Association for a campaign to educate the public about trans fats and spend $1.5 million to update the public on its progress in finding a trans fat substitute. So that lawsuit, even though I don't believe Stephen Joseph got the payout, at least it did, you know, provide some good. Another trans fat issue came with Burger King. In 2007, Burger King was the target of a lawsuit from the Center for Science and the Public Interest, claiming that the company knowingly put their customers' health at risk. The nonprofit demanded Burger King to stop using trans fat and in the meantime provide warning labels. So CSPI decided to take action after other fast food companies like Wendy's, KFC were transitioning to healthier options. Burger King eventually pledged to phase out trans fat by November 1, 2008. Let me see. Jack in the Box. Now, Jack in the Box, remember, back in 1993, had that whole E. coli outbreak. And I guess undercooked patties that contained somehow E. coli, which is usually associated with fecal material, but we don't know, were unfortunately served to patrons in the Pacific Northwest, causing 600 to fall ill. The company was served with several hundred lawsuits, and from what we understand, in one case, a 9-year-old girl had kidney failure, and I guess was given a $15.6 million settlement. Now they've won the Black Pearl Award for innovations in food quality and safety, and their franchise looks really good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So cancers of the colon and rectum have been declining in older adults, but now there is a sharp rise in young people in their 20s and 30s. Yeah, I could not believe it when I had a weightlifter come in having some bleeding hemorrhoids. And, you know, we were talking about his protein shakes or, you know, something in his system that could have maybe constipated him and gave him a bleeding hemorrhoid. But, you know, I told him, look, still go to the gastroenterologist because you had, you know, a GI bleed. You're bleeding just in case the blood is coming from above the hemorrhoid or you have a mass in there that's forcing you to make a hemorrhoid. But why don't you go and get yourself checked out? So he did, and it turned out he had rectal cancer. And then I heard across town there was a female who had a case of rectal cancer and died. And, you know, these people are in their 20s. So, again, the vast majority, though, are still in older people. 90% of cases of rectal cancer are usually if you're older 50 years old. However, this new study is finding that younger people are becoming more and more affected. New study from the American Cancer Society analyzed cancer incidence by birth year and found colorectal cancer rates, which have dropped between people born 1890 and 1950, have now been increasing for every generation born since 1950. Experts aren't sure why, but I have an idea, which I'll tell you. They say rectal cancers are rising particularly sharply, far faster than cancers of other parts of the large intestine and colon. The American Cancer Society estimates about 13,500 new cases of colon and rectal cancer will be diagnosed in America's under 50 this year, with more than 95,000 cases of colon cancer and nearly 40,000 cases of rectal cancer in all age groups. 100,000 cases this year. That's just baffling. They say people born in 1990 have double the risk of colon cancer and quadruple the risk of rectal cancer, according to Rebecca Siegel, an epidemiologist with the American Cancer Society. They carry the risk forward with them as they age. So they say the risk of colon cancer for individuals who were born in 1990 was 5 per million people in that birth group, up from 3 per million at that same stage of life for those born back in 1950. Same thing with rectal cancer. So, what is going on here? Well, a big part of it, I think, is HPV, the human papillomavirus. And this virus, we know, can cause penile cancer, could cause cancer of the penis, it could cause cervical cancer, and it could also cause anal and rectal cancer. So more and more people are having anal and rectal sex. And it's something that just seems to be more common these days. All right. And again, you know, call me old fashioned. I really don't know what a lot of the young kids are doing. But I guess as I'm watching all the movies that everybody's watching, all right, you know, oh my gosh, what movie did I just see? Oh, I just saw 50 Shades of Black. Okay. And it is a spoof on 50 Shades of Grey. It was hilarious. It was hilarious, but of course, a lot of that discussion centered around certain sexual acts, and of course, anal was discussed multiple times in the movie. And so as the youth see movies like this, read, you know, watch YouTube videos, meet people on Tinder and Facebook and whatever else everybody is doing, all right, the sexual experimentation that used to, you know, be confined, okay, to, you know, the positions and the joy of sex. And I'm sure the joy of sex also included, you know, backside stuff as well. Now it seems to be more commonplace. I can't tell you, it's how many people have said, look, you know, we do it maybe a third of the time. Now, I thought people just experimented with it. I didn't think that this is something that people will just on a regular basis do. Okay, well, the rectum was not designed many times, you know, for that sort of trauma. And if that person has HPV and there is some traumatic opportunity to allow the HPV to get in there and set up shop, it can cause cancer. Now, there could also be genetic issues where if somebody's more genetically inclined and now that they're living longer, they could pass that genetic variant to their child. So that could be an issue as well. Still, people who smoke could be at higher risk. There's a variety of issues. And also the way we eat. We eat a lot of processed food. And as we know, processed food with nitrites and nitrates could put us more at risk for colon cancer. Many of us are constipated. We don't eat a lot of fiber, a lot of fruits and vegetables. We eat on the run. We potty when we, you know, have time to potty. And we'll choreograph it with laxatives and suppositories to the point that our body doesn't get to naturally empty itself when it needs to. So food sits. And that could also put people at risk. So there's a variety of, unfortunately, things that our newer these younger, newer generations are dealing with. And I cannot stress enough for men and women to get the HPV vaccine. Now, I understand that it's not offered to those under 26. I get that. But if you're young and you have a teenager, please consider getting them the HPV vaccine. Now, colonoscopy will pretty much be, if you have a bleeding hemorrhoid or you have itching down there or a mass or any issues, we are going to recommend that you see a gastroenterologist and you get a colonoscopy. You could get a sigmoidoscopy. You could get anoscopy. Anoscopy is where we use a tube while you're awake to look in the anus and look at the tissue. For me, that wasn't my favorite procedure because what if something was higher than the scope? What if I wanted to biopsy it? I didn't have the ability in my office. So I usually referred to the gastroenterologist who could do it all. Look at the sigmoid, look at the anus, the rectum, as well as the colon. And so some of you are like, well, Dahlia, I've had hemorrhoids that bleed. What does that mean? Well, okay, we talked about hemorrhoids. It's a vein that has lost its valvular integrity to help kind of push blood back. Veins have little valves in them that help push blood back, not to the same degree arteries do and from the heart pump, but still. And long periods of sitting, pregnancy, constipation, a lot of pushing causes people to have hemorrhoids, or what we used to call piles in the olden days. And these hemorrhoids, because, of course, they're being vascular in nature, can bleed. So many people will wipe when they poop, or when they poop, they'll see blood. And bright red blood could be a sign of a bleeding hemorrhoid. However, how do we know that that bright blood isn't coming from something else? Just because you have a hemorrhoid doesn't necessarily mean that that's the site of the bleeding. And the next question is, if you do have a bleeding hemorrhoid, and we know that the hemorrhoid is bleeding, why do you have hemorrhoids? Are you a truck driver? Are you sitting too much? Have you been pregnant? No, no, no. Have you been constipated? No. Then why was there a need for that hemorrhoid to occur? Why was there pushing? Did you have a mass up above it that stool had to take a corner and be able to come down and you know make a pass and you know, is that why you have the hemorrhoids? So for me, when anybody has hemorrhoids that are bleeding, in addition to the treatments that we like to use, telling you to get off your butt, telling you to use fiber, stool softeners so you don't have to push when you poop. We could use witch hazel over the counter. Those tucks are very soothing. The witch hazel is very soothing for hemorrhoids. Sometimes we use anusol suppositories that have steroids in there to help decrease the inflammation and the swelling of the hemorrhoid. We do sitz baths, these warm water baths, to help kind of soothe the area as well. But I recommend you see a GI doctor, a gastroenterologist, to at least get a scope of the area and see what's going on. And if, unfortunately, you know, there's another source of that bleeding, it could be biopsied right then and there and then evaluated. And, you know, as we saw with Farrah Fawcett, this is nothing we want to mess with. It's very, very scary. And because of how vascular the area is down there, it could very easily spread and be fatal. So we don't like to mess with it. And as we see now, kids are being more prone. And so, you know, a variety of things can cause rectal cancer. It's not just the HPV. So make sure to discuss your risk with your medical provider as well. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. There, I think I did that smoother. I always kind of really mess that up. So I, Okay, I think I mess up a lot. So the World Health Organization is now calling all hands on deck, saying the following 12 bacteria pose the greatest risk for human health. And there's a lot of them, all right? on our critical list, and we are talking about bacteria, where we do not have enough antibiotics for, or new antibiotics, and these are now deemed top priorities, according to a list released by the World Health Organization. And I'll tell you that list, but basically, you know, we've kind of dropped the ball in the last decade. And there's a lot of reasons for this, not just Obamacare, even though I think that did hurt the cause, as many pharmaceutical companies were not going to get reimbursed or were able to make the profits they needed to start a very costly venture of making a antibiotic for a superbug. But, you know, these bugs are just outsmarting us. So, you know, there was kind of a perfect storm that occurred in the last 10 years. We had all the antimicrobial wipes. We seemed to, you know, just... I guess our backs were turned on this one. You know, remember we talked about yesterday how we're washing our hands so much now at the hospital that there's a chance that some of these superbugs are actually coming up through the sink. And when you wash your hands in the sink, the splatter is spreading the superbugs because these superbugs are colonizing in the elbow of the pipe below the sink and then traveling about an inch per day up until it reaches the drain. So, you know, when our backs are turned, nature outsmarts us. So the World Health Organization is calling on governments and pharmaceutical companies to prioritize the development of new drugs against them. Factors used to determine the bacteria posing the most risk included their levels of resistance seen already, the mortality rates of the bacteria today, and their prevalence out in communities, as well as the burden they place on health systems. So of critical is the Acinetobacter, or the A. Balmanini, or Balmani, which is carbapenem resistant. Right? Acinetobacter, that's a bad one. And unfortunately, in the hospital, these things are very, very difficult to treat. Same thing with Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Pseudomonas aeruginosa is also carbapenem resistant. Carbapenem is one of the fanciest class of medications that we have for antibiotics, and they're already resistant. And then, of course, what we've talked about is the Enterobacter, or the Enterobacteriaceae. Right? I call them Enterobacter, but it's called Enterobacteriaceae. CEAE, those are also carbapenem resistant. And we call it CRE for carbapenem resistant Enterobacter. Then high priority is the Enterococcus faecium, or like from feces. That's vancomycin resistant. Obviously the Staph aureus, which we've talked about, the MRSA, methicillin resistant, and vancomycin intermittent and resistant Staph aureus. Helicobacter pylori is becoming clarithromycin resistant. Now, some of you going, wait a second. Helicobacter pylori, that's H. pylori. Isn't that a stomach bug? Yeah. A lot of us have been treated for H. pylori. It's a bacteria in the stomach that can cause ulcers, could also cause stomach cancer. So we've treated them with something called a PrEP pack or a combination of medication, including clarithromycin, which is an antibiotic. Unfortunately, this bacteria is now starting to outsmart that antibiotic. Campylobacter? Campylobacter is now fluoroquinolone resistant. Salmonella is fluoroquinolone resistant. And fluoroquinolones are your Cipro, your Levaquin. Neisseria gonorrhea, what causes gonococcus and gonorrhea, is becoming cephalosporin and fluoroquinolone resistant. We've talked about that a lot on my show. Still, we could use Zithromax. Zithromax works. We're actually giving a shot of the cephalosporin along with the Zithromax. We're not just going to treat this bacteria with one antibiotic. We're going to try to knock it out both ways. Then medium priority but still important is the Streptococcus pneumonia, because many of the Streptococcus now are penicillin resistant. The Haemophilus influenza, that can cause very deadly diseases in infants as well as kids, is also ampicillin resistant. Luckily, we have vaccines for strep and Haemophilus, but there are some kids that cannot take the vaccines, and the vaccines are not always 100%. And then Shigella. We've talked about Shigella on the show before, and that's also fluoroquinolone resistant. So they say in the United States, 1 in 25 hospital patients are estimated to have at least one hospital-acquired infection, according to the CDC, which means when you're in the hospital for something entirely different, you could acquire an infection, a hospital-acquired infection. Pseudomonas we used to see a lot of when I trained, Actinobacter, Cinobacter, Enterobacter, Staph, Strep. So you can unfortunately acquire an infection when you're in the hospital, hence hospital-acquired infection. We're seeing antibiotic resistance globally in every single country. According to the World Health Organization, being reported by CNN, and drug-resistant bacteria are estimated to cause 700,000 deaths each year. They say if no action is taken, these bugs are going to kill 10 million people annually. They say the risk of death from resistant pathogens is 2 to 3 times greater than we've seen before. Now, the top 3 bacteria listed have shown resistance to multiple antibiotics, including the carbapenem, which is kind of the most effective at this point. And so they released their list in hope of guiding and promoting new research and development of drugs. These drugs could take over 10 years to reach the market. 10 years. They say the drug pipeline is practically dry, according to Dr. Kenny, during a press conference, saying that antibiotics are difficult to develop. She also highlighted the fact that antibiotics are typically used as short-term treatment, not long-term, so they have less market incentives to pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, I hate to bring that up, but that's something that we have to realize is a major issue, okay? We could say, all right, well, the government needs to make an antibiotic. I don't know how many government-run labs we have. And with all the other things the government is trying to do, all right, I don't know how many of the government-run labs are actually working on this. You know, some of the reasons why we've had Levaquin and clarithromycin and all these other great medications is because of private pharmaceutical companies. And that's a very good point that that doctor brought up. Okay, you know, Lipitor, for example, for cholesterol medication, that was a real win for Pfizer because it's a cholesterol medication that people need to take to keep their cholesterol down. If you have high cholesterol and you've done everything you could with your diet and you just produce extra cholesterol, this is genetic. So you're going to be on that Lipitor for many, many years. Whereas a Z-Pak, which also did a Pfizer very, very well, a Z-Pak is a 5-day course of antibiotics. So you don't need to continually go to the pharmacy and get that. However, azithromycin or the Z-Pak has been able to help with multiple ailments. So Z-Pak has been one of the most popularly asked for medications. But a course of antibiotics, all right, will not have as much ROI as a maintenance medication. And so these companies have to, you know, put that into account. Moreover, if the Obamacare health insurance companies on the exchanges, like in my neck of the woods, it was all HMOs. If they're going to only cover generic, with it taking an act of Congress for them to approve a fancy medication. Now, mind you, you have a carbapenem-resistant bug, okay? We could talk an insurance company into covering it, but it's not guaranteed. How is a pharmaceutical company going to invest millions upon millions of dollars when they have to hope to God that an insurance company may deign to allow their antibiotic to be able to be used? Now, can hospitals pre-buy these antibiotics? They could. They could, you know, and they may stock some, but not enough to, you know, make it worth a company going through all that cost and R&D. So this is a problem. This is a huge problem. And, you know, and I predicted this years ago. We don't have enough people working on these types of medications. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're right back.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with a different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.